we can do it in a different spot.
Well, look, it's a big deal.
It's fine.
No, I didn't. Let's see, October.
The question is whether we can do the minutes or move on.
No, I think we should be good.
Are you on the record?
Yes, we're on the record.
My.
Wait, we all set?
Yeah.
Okay, Board of Appeals is now in session. First item of business is approval of the minutes. I guess of the October 11 work session. First. And looking for a motion of approval.
I move that we approve the October 11th work session minutes.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes. Five. Is that right, October?
Yeah, that's October.
It can't be 5-0, because.
Yeah, there were six of you here that evening.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but for the November minutes, if you weren't here, I would suggest not voting or making a motion.
November 15.
We need a motion for November 15?
Yes.
I move that we approve the minutes of the November 15th work session.
A second?
That too.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 4-0.
We just gonna talk about reconsideration tonight.
December 13th.
Other than the rules, just, so I just need to focus on reconsideration.
I move that we approve the minutes of the December 13th work session.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 4-0.
Do we have to do under rules? Do you know?
Do we do the election of offices before we start the regular meeting, or do it at the end? I don't remember.
I usually do it now.
Okay, so. First is for chairperson.
I move, do we do a move thing, or what?
Yeah.
We know. Okay, I nominate Harvey Kay as Chair of the Board of Appeals for the City of Gaithersburg.
And a second?
So you.
A second.
Any other nominations?
Oh.
This is mine.
Any other nominations?
So if it's not current. Okay.
Need a second?
Yeah.
No?
Is there, you just say, is there a motion to approve the nomination?
Okay.
I move to approve the nomination of Harvey Kay as Chairman of the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg.
You need a second for that, since it's a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I did not vote.
And can we nominate somebody who's not here?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Harvey, you should make the announcement that you told Caroline that we're done.
Oh, yes, I had told Caroline that Vic had indicated at my request that if he was nominated and elected, he was willing to serve. So accept nominations for Vice Chair.
I wish to nominate Dick McDonald for Office of Vice Chair of the Board of Appeals.
Okay. Any other nominations? Any none? Look for a motion.
I move that Victor McDonald be appointed Vice Chair of this Board of Appeals for the City of Gaithersburg.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Okay, now down to business. What's the first item we're going to take up here?
Well, I can give you a brief overview of what I suggested we go through tonight. I made changes based on the last work session in December to both the rules of procedure and zoning text amendments. And so, because some of the issues with the text amendments, we want to table for tonight until we sort out some kind of policy issues related to how we present things in the zoning ordinance versus the state text. So we're going to kind of bring those back to you at another point. So the things that I put, the printed material that's in front of you, are the zoning amendments that I thought we could take a look at tonight. But before we do that, the rules of procedure are, I think, fairly unchanged from last session, with a couple of exceptions that we can go through, and then hopefully, if we don't have any further changes to the rules, we can kind of be done with them until such time as the text amendments are done, because we can't actually adopt the new rules until the new text amendments are done, since they reference portions of the of the zoning ordinance that actually are not established yet. But I have it up on the screen, the rules, and if you want to follow along, I can just show you what small changes have been made since last meeting. So on page 11, it's not page 11 on this. Page 13, section 5.10, what's crossed out. It doesn't show up as crossed out.
You mean 13?
Look at the clean part. Now we're back on section 5.10.
What page?
Well, it depends what version you're looking at.
It doesn't match. Page 13 has 8.0 on it.
My 13's got 7.
Okay. All right, well, you can look at the screen. Okay. I probably just have a different version.
Can you put me on?
Oh, please.
I can't even see.
No, I know.
What are you in, section 5?
Section 5.10.
That's okay. I can see that.
Anyway. Hold on, we're getting everybody up to... Someone should show up. There we go. Okay, so 5.10, the one that's crossed out that starts the chairperson. We have a hyphen in the word cross-examine that wasn't there. That was one change. And then if you go to section 6, we added the 6.4, which should really
made
be
a new
6.4. Again, the numbering is off, but the sections are correct. And a new 6.5
starts with notification.
Notification of any such decision. That was part of the original 6.4, and it was pulled out as its own separate section.
Right.
And then a new it says 6.5 here, but it really should be numbered 6.6, was pulled from section 7.5, and we had suggested moving it to section 6. So that's old 7.5.
And you also made that change, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but then it actually got changed back, but that reference.
It's not E, it's back to
A? It's actually D, 24190D,
okay.
As it turns out.
Okay.
Section 7, rehearing and reconsideration. The whole thing was taken out and put into the zoning ordinance text amendments. So it really just reads, the Board of Appeals may reconsider its decisions pursuant to section 24190A of the zoning ordinance. And so that's the new section that we can talk about after we're done with the rules of procedure. It's, you know, it's, I know it's gotten very confusing to look at this document with all the red and the crossing out. So I think I forwarded to everybody a clean version of what it would look like with all of these changes. I think that's a lot easier at this point to take a look at and see if you have any changes to that one. But other than that, everything else had, there hadn't been any changes at the last meeting other than those that I just mentioned. So hopefully it's pretty clean at this point and then we won't have any additional changes.
Did you say that the copy that you left for us here has like 7.1 corrected?
No, I emailed a version of that to you, a clean copy. We can pull it up also. I didn't leave you a copy of the rules of procedure, so whatever you're holding is something you might have brought with you.
Okay. Then I'll ignore it because it has an inconsistent 24190A there, and this is 24190C, so this is old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too many versions of it.
Yeah, I just made.
Okay. And we can pull up the clean copy if anybody wants to look at that as well.
So that seven becomes just 7.1 as you
read. Yeah,
it.
That's the only thing on that page. It would be 7.1. Well, here we go.
What's interesting about this is by putting it into the zoning ordinance, and honest, I forget why you decided to do that, but that
it was already in the zoning ordinance.
Is that why it was? Yeah. Thanks. When you look at that text amendment with that language, it also says that the board has the power to provide for reconsideration in your rules, which means that it, at least the way I see it, assuming you're going to have this new section in the reconsideration and the zoning ordinance. You still, if you decide working under this new set down the road, that you've missed something or we've missed something at pertaining to rehearing or reconsideration and you want to provide for it, you can amend your rules. And just so that you could one day have a 7.1, 0.2 or, you know, 0.3 or what have you. So you're going to just block it in there, which I think is easier than going through the text amendment process.
So here's what it looks like on the cleaned up version. It's really just that one sentence.
Good.
So unless anybody has any more changes to the rules of procedure, we can go on to 24190 of the zoning ordinance. And that's the section that I printed out a new version of.
Do we need to note on the rules, or we just note it?
Hmm?
Do we need to vote on the rules, or?
I think we will eventually, but we can't yet.
Okay.
We can't adopt them yet.
Can't
because
adopt, so that so voting would mean adopting them. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think so. Is that correct, Trudy?
Yes.
I mean, there's no need to do anything until they get adopted.
So what rules are in effect at the moment if we have a case that come up?
The current rules.
The old rules. Okay.
Okay, are we ready to move on to 24190?
Oh, yeah.
And 190A. So, 24190, I don't think we had any changes to since the last meeting.
I didn't even look at it, did we?
No, probably not. I don't have anything marked up about it. I mean, we did a few months ago, but not last month. So 24190A is a whole new section that was
modeled on.
Modeled on the section 7 of the rules. Bill had a chance to review them and make some modifications since I sent it to you on Friday. So this is kind of a newer version here. I'm gonna try to go through how it's different than what was in the rules.
Okay, what you have here is, as Caroline said, it's basically modeled on the rule that you've had as long as you've had it. I don't know how long you've had it, but however long you've had it, what you're looking at now is very much modeled on. I can give you some of the changes. I think the biggest change is I took it. Let me get this. It's on 17, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can go through how this differs from, at least what you sent me, I can go through the differences, all right? If you, do you have the handout that you got tonight that was on your, okay. On, starting with A, subsection A, I added into it the language that says the board may reconsider its decisions or rehearing any proceeding. The rehearing, because it didn't say anything about rehearing, even though the title said rehearing. So we've added language about rehearing. When you go down to B, again I've added rehearing, so it reads a request for reconsideration or rehearing. And then at the end of that sentence, it also says, or rehearing again, or reheard. And I added a sentence also, right, the second sentence in B is new, which says, the request may include a request for oral argument on the request. I'm sorry about all the requests. But the reason why I added that is later on in your rule, you provided for oral argument. And the logical place to put it is up here, and that's why it's there. I took out, there's some little bit of extraneous language that used to be where you see the word copy, shall serve a copy. And looking at tonight, the language that says who received the original opinion. You see that? That should come out. You know, you don't need, it's redundant. So it would say all parties, it shall, must serve all parties with a copy. If you're a party, you're entitled to get it. On C, there was a, I took out the very first sentence because which said that the board may grant a request to reconsider, provide there sufficient grounds. I took that out and just say the board may grant reconsideration or rehearing only upon evidence, colon. And then what you see there, 1, 2, 3, 4, is what you normally have, right. Except that and number two, it used to say, of a case of, and I just took a case of, just, you know, an irregularity, mistake or fraud. Other than that, it's the same. On D, sub D, we put in a time frame, you know, within 5 days. They have, if anyone wants to file a response. On, I made it clear in the second sentence where we have in there all parties to the proceeding must be served a copy of the response. You see that? That's it, the second sentence. I'm still in D. And you had that in there. I just cleaned up the language a little bit.
Should it just be all parties rather than all parties to the proceeding? We can do that, you could, yes, yes. You can do, yes, you can, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea. Take out "to the proceeding."
But isn't that "parties" have to be a capital P?
No, no.
No?
Yeah. God, if we had to capitalize "parties" every place, we'd run out of ink.
Okay.
In E, by the way, there's a sentence in your old D that says, "The fact that a party raises an issue worthy of reconsideration does not in itself require the Board of Appeals to reconsider a prior action." You see that line? That's in your old language. That has been moved to F as its own little separate section.
And you, and then that you added a sentence to it.
Yes, I'll come to that. I'm just, you know, I'm going to come to F, but just sticking in order. Sub E is as you have it. That's right out of your rules. Yeah. I would just suggest that we put reconsideration before rehearing. Just transpose them because we've had reconsideration first. Yeah. So E is from your rules. F is, as I say, the first sentence of F that you see comes pretty much verbatim, isn't it, Caroline? Out of your old rule D. And I've added the second sentence that you see in F that says the board may grant oral argument in its discretion. Again, only because you had oral argument before, but you didn't have any direction on, you know, standards for it or whether you had to or not. So, you know, it's within your discretion. Added that. Also, looking at it tonight, Caroline, I think it should say the fact that a party raises an issue worthy of reconsideration or rehearing. And then sticking in that sentence where it says the does not in itself require the Board of Appeals to reconsider or rehear a prior action. G, I believe G is out of your rules with the exception that we took out the an old second sentence that said the board shall schedule a hearing on a subsequent date. And I think we had that, didn't we, someplace? I thought we had saved that. Well, why did we take it out? Didn't we?
Well, there was a long discussion at the last meeting about...
Does anybody remember what we decided about that? It could dovetail. But while we're on G, just for a moment, and looking at it tonight, where it says, if a motion, that really should say, if a request. Because the use of the word motion in this rule is when it's a motion of the board. Because the board can on its own motion. The subject of G really is when a party's asking for it, and that's why it should be the word request rather than motion.
And in the same light, it should say if it requests to reconsider or rehear.
Yes. Yeah, well, that, thank you for raising that. Again, that makes sense, and I would support that from my point of view on it, but it's your call. It's a policy decision. That's. But I think you're right that if you're going to have one, you should have the other. Good. There is a difference. You hear the difference. What this is saying is that if you grant the request, what happens to your prior decision? And you're now saying, and you make sense, that if you grant to rehear, you're having the same implication for your prior decision.
Are you advocating the prior decision?
You got it.
Should we flip the words in the title of the section too, to be consistent?
Reconsideration and rehearing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, we can do that.
Trudy, do you remember why we took out that one sentence?
I was trying to find my October 11th.
Wasn't that repetitive from somewhere?
I think we had a whole big discussion about.
You know what it is?
The procedure of it was whether...
It locks them in. Yeah. It locks them in, and you have the other language in here already that allows you to extend the time. I think that may be part of it. That if we kept in that time frame, you had to act on it, and that might strap you in on too tight a schedule. Wasn't that part of what we're talking about, when they're going to meet and that type of thing? Whereas under this the way this is now worded, you're not under that constraint, and you do have the ability under E, you see, under E, if you look at it and you need more time, you can grant more time.
And I think when we go to public hearing, we don't even have to have that strike through. That's just for your information.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That would not be part of it.
And
yeah, because it wasn't, you mean because it wasn't already in there? Yeah.
And H, sub H is, again, this, I think that came strictly from your old rule too. No? Am I right? I've got it.
H, yes.
So essentially, I've tried to keep it as close to what you've had in your rules previously with some tweaking for consistency, and that's essentially it.
So Bill, what does H mean? What does it mean then, the Board of Appeals?
You don't act.
Divested.
You don't act.
Okay.
You don't have jurisdiction. You're divested of jurisdiction. I don't know that legally you have to do that, by the way, but I assume, my assumption is there's a good reason why it's there if it's been there, okay?
Yeah.
I'd be concerned if I felt it conflicted with law. On this particular provision, it is my belief that it is permissible for an agency to retain jurisdiction, notwithstanding the fact that an appeal has been filed. I think it probably can still, nonetheless, act on a reconsideration or rehearing request. However, I don't think it's legally mandated.
Okay,
so that, you know, apparently this was the policy, and, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. And that's it. I mean,
yeah.
We were talking about the body that was being presented. They wanted to be heard. They would be allowed to present the case. And we would decide whether they can go ahead, and then originally we would say we'd move it to another date. But then I said no, it should be the same day because we got time running against us.
I don't remember that distinction, no. But what you just said makes sense on the tail end of it. That's the same as reconsideration.
And that if you grant reconsideration, it's done right away. You don't schedule another meeting. We discussed it at the last meeting.
Did you hear
I don't
that?
See anything like that here.
I don't remember that.
You
do
know
you? I honestly don't remember that.
Okay.
I didn't hear his whole.
You wanted to ask it?
Can we?
I mean, it's entirely possible. I mean,
well,
I'm of an age where I realize I forget things. I'm sorry to report that.
It had to do with the party requesting reconsideration. And if it was originally, I thought when we talked about it, if it was granted, then we would schedule a date when they can make the presentation. And I thought I had recommended that if we granted it, should be a hearing immediately.
That's I think why we took away out that 10-day thing.
Makes sense.
It said they should schedule a hearing for a subsequent date, and we had a whole discussion about that, and
right.
Said we don't want it. Bill said it was okay to do it the night that you reconsider it, and
right.
Have everybody ready to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right. Okay.
That's why we took it. That was one of the reasons we took it out too.
Okay. So that'll that's the way it'll happen then.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Okay.
The way you want it.
No, that's
yeah.
What I had wanted. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm done. I'm, if you're
yeah,
waiting,
I don't know
if you're waiting on me, I'm done.
I'm plan to do is sit down and have a discussion with Bill and the city attorney and planning and code, director of planning administration, just to talk about a couple of policy things. And then we'll probably, you know, have the final copy. And the procedure for the text amendment is that it has to be sponsored either by the mayor and city council or the planning commission. So we will be proposing to have the mayor and council sponsor the text amendment. And then it's about a 3-month period after that sponsorship to get it approved.
Would there be a public hearing, right?
There would be a public hearing.
And won't the board be present to present the rules, or excuse me, the text changes?
That is up to their discretion.
The board's discretion.
In the past, they have...
You mean the board's discretion?
Yeah. In the past, the board has not wanted to... And I don't know how you feel. The last time we did a text change that...
Why?
Harvey, I think you said it wasn't appropriate for the board to be presenting it, but I don't have any problem with that. I mean, we would...
It's your call.
We would do all the work, and basically you would just say, you know, you would come up to the podium and say, the board worked on this for how many months we've worked on it, and, you know, if you have any questions, we're happy to answer.
You could say why you did things, and why you felt it was needed, and that kind of stuff. And you would probably be, and they probably would be subject to questions from the mayor and council, right?
And the planning commission.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Let's just put it out there. Yeah. Everybody gets a chance to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you wait, you can think about it. You know, we certainly can prepare something for you, a statement or something. What we like to do with text amendments to move them along, usually we'll go through section by section and explain why it was done. And so that takes a lot of the burden of explaining each one at the hearing, so it makes the hearing go a little faster.
Does the public hearing take place during a mayor and council meeting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
You're on television.
Yes.
Maybe you'll be on television.
We're just going to sit in the back. We'll sit in the back right there.
Is there any then substantive step that we as a board need to do in terms of formally approving a motion to the changes, or
no?
No, there isn't anything formal that we do.
Just, you know, it's not part of the enumerated powers of a Board of Appeals under the law, but there's nothing wrong with a Board of Appeals recommending to the legislative body, hey, we operate under this statute. We think you should have, you know, these changes that, and these are our reasons why. And what Trudy outlined is the way I've seen it done, where your staff can go through the minutiae with them. You or your representative is present so that if the mayor and council has a question that goes to the rationale for it, you know, the chair or members of the board are there to say, yeah, we thought this is why we did this, because we ran into this kind of problem, or we felt this was really appropriate, or consistency, whatever the reason may be. My recommendation on that is, alternatively, the staff will get any heat that may be generated, and it's your product, and you know, it's your recommendation, and you know why you've done it, and you know, you don't want them to take the heat, and you certainly don't want them to say, well, I don't know, this is what they wanted. You don't want them to say that either. So, I mean, that's how I've seen it done, but Trudy, you know, however the city does it may be different.
We got beat up.
Do you have any other business?
email at 5:48.
Oh, Jesus. Mr.
Glad they didn't wait till the last minute.
I don't know.
She says,
Happy New Year.
No, do we think that the Board of Appeals is ready for prime time?
Who signed the letter?
It's from, well, that's from John Schlichting, because he got an email from Britta Monaco, the head of the Department of Community and Public Relations, saying that they are at the readiness, if everyone's ready, and John will make the final decision to televise for the
televise, because everything else is already
and also, it also talks about the Historic District Commission, too.
So is this something that...
That's just for your information. It's coming.
No. Oh, it's coming?
So noted.
Right.
It's coming?
It's coming, but fully moved.
So it was a rhetorical question.
In other words, when...
Right, and what has been done in the past is...
What are you trying to say? Where are you going with that?
In the past, what they do is a test run, so you guys can see how we...
Did you watch the Alabama game?
And then they go live.
It's like Brett
Moss. Whose decision, basically?
It's like Brett Moss said, look at that clean.
Unbelievable.
I'm juvenile.
I don't know if you could tell us or not, but is he pushing forward? Does he want it?
He did it a bunch of years ago.
Or is he going
with DJ Hawk?
He can go either way. He wants to know.
Must have finished the joke.
He wants to know if we think you're ready for prime.
It was the only thing interesting that happened in that time.
Well,
I'd like to go off the record.
Well, can we adjourn?
My father went down.
Yeah, let me adjourn the meeting.
Before we adjourn, I'll just tell you the next meeting, just happens to be on Valentine's Day, and I know we've done that before.
Again?
We're doing it again.
What date is it?
February 14th.
On the Thursday?
It's a Thursday. It will be... the deadline's tomorrow, so unless something surprises us tomorrow, it will be a short meeting, you can tell all your spouses, but we will have one brief thing on the agenda. Triennial review is up.
Of the boarding house?
The boarding house. Very good.
Plus.
Getting good.
Don't want to offend you.
Biennial, I'm sorry. The other one was triennial, this one's biennial.
I don't live in the boarding house.
Of the boarding house.
The...
To me.
Yeah.
Do it again.
This is actually the rooming house.
Oh, the rooming house. Okay, because that's a biennial, as opposed to the boarding house. It's a triennial.
That one was biennial.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said it's gonna be floral. I said
that. Okay.
Hutton Street.
You should have been in Las Vegas.
Now this one is right here on. Am I pointing the right direction?
Yes.
That way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
I was shocked. I refrained from that meeting.
Oregon stood up better.
Bob?
Well, he's commented. Here's comment. This is the halftime.
Okay. So that's just wanted you to know that was coming up.
I move that we adjourn this meeting this evening.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. We're adjourned.